More than 20 people joined at the La Crosse Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Hall to write letters and make phone calls to lawmakers. Their goal is to change what they see as unfair practices in the workplace through the Employee Free Choice Act. Former La Crosse Labor Council President David Branson says the bill would remove barriers to workers when forming unions.
Although majority sign-up has always been a lawful way for workers to form unions, companies are now allowed to veto their choice. This forces workers into an election process that is manipulated by companies to intimidate, coerce, and even fire people who try to organize unions.
The legislation would protect workers by having a majority of employees sign authorization cards, according to Branson. Then the union would be automatically recognized by a company. But Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Government Director James Buchan says the bill won't protect workers from company intimidation or threats, as union members claim.
If those are the issues, then we should address legislation that focuses on those issues, as opposed to doing something completely different, like eliminating the secret ballot, which just seems to be completely revamping the decision-making process and tilting it completely to the union organizers.
Western Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Terry Hicks says union membership is decreasing across the country and believes the current system favors companies who want to avoid collective bargaining. President Barack Obama has shown support for the bill. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.